It's a good song.
Good evening. Good evening from Targeted, Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen, and you can call in here and ask a question at 800-313-9443. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. And if all else fails, you can call me in the United States, country code 1-408-857-8334. Tonight we have a very special guest, Kathy Meadows. She is a psychologist, and she will be speaking to the community concerning the formation of groups all around the country. And she has written books. One of them is Hey Mom, I Am a TI. Oh, I'm a targeted individual, I'm sorry. And her resume actually reads like that of a professor. So I would like to welcome her at this time. Kathy?
Hi, Frank. Thank you for having me.
on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
A lot of people know me already. My name is Kathy Meadows, and I've been working in the targeted individual community for 15-plus years. I basically work doing consultations on defense modes, how to keep us ourselves safe psychologically and physically as much as possible. I have also helped people to win the restraining orders in court, like James Walbert, who got a restraining order against his ex-business partner for microchipping him. And three judges agreed on this particular case, and they gave him his restraining order. He said he was microchipped and that his ex-business partner was using a military weapon against him, known as the V2K. And he was able to convince the judge of that. He had x-rays showing a foreign body in his head around his ear, just like he thought. So I was able to write him a document that he brought to court with him, and he used my document along with several other documents from other professionals to help him win his case. Most recently, he was on the History Channel last September on one of the shows, about science and beyond. And so another one was Kathleen Watterson, who used the document to win her restraining order in court. That she, her claims were that she was getting targeted with satellite weapons, and she convinced the judge of that. I was an expert witness through my document, and then she had another expert witness with her who knew something about satellite technology. So I also won a case with a military psychiatrist who took my side when they were trying to tell this woman she was crazy and that she was not being harassed or stalked or abused in any way whatsoever, and she had better go take herself to a psychiatrist. And if the psychiatrist said that she was mentally ill, she'd lose her security clearance, and that would mean she would lose her job, wouldn't be able to make any money. So she called me. I was able to document that she was indeed being targeted right over the phone just through a series of questions and answers. And through my document, she was able to keep her security clearance. That's basically what I do, and I'm also able to consult with people just to keep their heads screwed on straight, talk to people on their behalf, like family members or law enforcement or attorneys and that sort of thing as well. And I have a couple of books out, as Frank has already mentioned. And if you want to go to my website and check me out, it's targetedindividuals.webs.com. That's targetedindividuals with an S, .webs, W-E-B as in boy, S.com. Now, lately it's been occurring to me that a lot of us, our major complaints that we've been having is the isolation and the fact that they've stolen our lives, maybe broken up our relationships, broken up our marriages, broken up our relationships with our own children and our own family members. And they did that, yes, but I mean, we also had a part in that by talking about this too much with family members and so on and so forth. Nevertheless, you know, the isolation is crippling, and they cannot, it's difficult for the perpetrators of this crime to get everything done that they want to get done without the isolation. The isolation is, you know, paramount. I mean, the first thing they try to do is isolate targets. And that, so isolate a target, and it will drive a target crazy, can make them go into depression. Because we're social animals, and we need society. We need to interact with other human beings on a regular basis. And so we are going to have to, the greatest act of defiance we can do right now is simply to get together and hang out, to get together and walk through the mall, take a walk in the woods, take a walk in the park, to have dinner together, to split a pizza together, to just call each other on the phone. But especially, see, calling on the phone is not going to really do it, especially to actually be in each other's presence. Because another huge thing that targets always complain about is that the neighbors are part of the problem. Here you are, isolated, alone in your home, and you have, you know, people all around the block just waiting for you to go out and mow your lawn so they can give you dirty looks and drive by and gun their engines and harass you and mob you when you drive around to go pay your bills, you know, do some vehicular harassment and that kind of thing. And you're all alone. Wouldn't it be that much more comfortable to have somebody there? To have somebody there who understood what you were going through, who understood that you're a target, someone who would have your back and you would have their back, all for one and one for all. And I, you know, I've come to coin this, the posse of 40,000, because 40,000 is a number that was picked out a couple years back when Derek Robinson, another leader in the movement, was talking with one of his associates, and they said, how many targeted individuals do you think there are in the United States? I don't know by what means they came up with 40,000, but that seemed to be like a possibility, 40,000, maybe it was a percentage. So there's 300 and a half million people in the country. So 40,000 is a pretty small number when you think about it.
Sure.
And, you know, so if that's very possible, I can see that, because a lot of the targets don't know they're being targeted. A lot of them might be, you know, have stopped using computers and cell phones. I work with people who have stopped, thrown away their computers and cell phones already because they're always being hacked. And so, you know, it's very possible, 40,000. So a posse of 40,000, how much more comfortable would you be if you had, like, several people every day to go out with and hang out and laugh and joke and have lunch and just chill? This is not about activism necessarily. We have people doing that already. We have people, you know, who are doing, going in different directions for the activism, and they've been doing that for a couple of decades now. And this here is something that we can do for ourselves, make ourselves emotionally healthy, mentally, you know, physically healthy, and socially healthy at the same time. Now, the only way this is going to work is if we don't talk about religion or politics, because we are all from different political persuasions. Some are liberal, some are, you know, right-wing, some are left-wing, some are socialist, some are Democrat, you know. And then we don't talk about religion, obviously. Some might be Wiccans and some might be Christians, and it doesn't matter because we're all in the same boat. Okay, we're all fighting this together. We're all in this together, regardless of our political beliefs, regardless of our religious beliefs. We are all suffering together, and we don't. So we're not going to argue about that. And also, we can't be paranoid of each other. Paranoia is something the government always uses against civil rights movements. They openly admitted that they used it in the civil rights movement, the women's movement, and the anti-war movement of the 1960s and 70s. They've openly admitted it. They would infiltrate the civil rights movements, try to get them all to be paranoid of each other. And she's saying that the other one was with the FBI or this one was with the FBI, and, you know, just totally turning them against each other. So they destroy these civil rights movements from within. So paranoia in this kind of a posse of 40,000 is not tolerated. Neither is bad-mouthing each other, because once you start bad-mouthing each other, that can lead to paranoia. We have to stick together. Like I said, we're not going to get along with everybody, okay? But the thing is just to well, let's say we can get along with everybody. We might not like, you know, want to marry each other necessarily. It might not be that tight, but we can get along with each other as long as we follow the simple rules. No accusing each other of being in on it. No bad-mouthing each other behind each other's backs. No talking about religion or politics, necessarily. I mean, if you start talking about it, you find out somebody disagrees, stop talking about it. But that doesn't mean you turn your back on that person either. I mean, we stick together. If you can think of like the Three Musketeers, I mean, how would that be if they all started bad-mouthing each other? That would be kind of ridiculous, wouldn't it? That would totally sap their strength. They wouldn't be who they are if they didn't stick together, you know? And so I have just started this week. I already have one woman who's called me, and I'm going to meet her next week. She's about 20-minute ride away, 30-minute ride away. I have talked to somebody from the Midwest who said that she's been meeting up with people that she met, targets that she's met through Facebook, and she's had lunch with them. It's a social occasion now, so we're not talking about politicizing this. And that she says they were really enjoyable. They're both really nice people. And that we have to make this more than a one-time thing or two-time things to make it a regular thing. Like I said, how much more comfortable would you be if you were hanging around your neighborhood like with four or five people on a regular basis just to go run errands? How much safer would you feel? You know, and you know, how much integrity would you have at that point? What would your perpetrators think then? They say, well, geez, we better be a little bit more careful right now. I'm sure that they'd probably be taken aback somewhat, right? Now, another problem creeps into this is that those people who have been targets for years, they've sort of settled into their isolation. You know, many of them are tired. We're all tired, okay? We're getting targeted day and night, waking up in the middle of the night, exhausted, and barely take a shower, some of us, you know, getting hit so hard. And also afraid that if we make any move at all, we're going to be punished for making that move. But a lot of us are just exhausted. And we have to overcome that exhaustion. We have to drag ourselves out and go out and meet other targets, hang out with other targets. No matter how tired we are or how comfortable we feel in our isolation. Now, if you're feeling comfortable in your isolation, that's not really a good thing. That's a negative. I think Martin Luther said something, Martin Luther King said something is that if you grow comfortable being a slave, that's not a good thing. If you grow comfortable being a target, that's not a good thing. And like, I think it's more important than anything else we can do is to overcome this isolation. No matter what, if you didn't sleep the night before.
Exactly, you know, right. 100% exactly right on the money.
And, that's an act of rebellion right there.
Okay, we have a commercial coming up, and we'll be right back in a few minutes, and thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening. My name is Frank Allen, and I'm from Targeted, Massachusetts, and this is the Republic Broadcasting System. And for those of you who have just rolled in, we have Kathy Meadows, and she was right in the middle of speaking, but we had to go to commercial, the people that pay the bills. So go ahead, Kathy.
Okay, so right now I am working on gathering people in the Southern California area. I am in Burbank, California. Now, there have been meetings, meetups that were more of a political nature in Los Angeles, but more around, you know, Long Beach and that area there. That's way far away from where I am. I'm closer to the San Fernando Valley, Burbank, California, parts of Los Angeles, North Hollywood, Sunland, California, and just a whole, there's a whole slew of towns around me, around Burbank. And those of you who live in Southern California, you know exactly where I am in Burbank, California. And so my number to call me to hang out is 707-720-7137. If you are from out of town, if you are going to fly in from another country, if you are a target that is is going to be in town for a few days, call me. We'll have coffee. You won't be alone. I will help you out. I'll guide you to an inexpensive hotel or a nice hotel, whatever you want. Tell you about the restaurants, the things you can do for free around town that are fun. We'll hang out. We'll have coffee. We'll spend our spare time together. And you will not be alone. Now, other people can, again, my number is 707-720-7137. Now, like I said earlier, other people are doing this too. They're doing it through Facebook. There was one person who had an online list of people and their phone numbers, but I don't think that took off. A lot of people got paranoid. They didn't really want to answer the phone. They thought everybody was, with the FBI or something. And they just, they became comfortable in their isolation. And like I said, sometimes you may not want to hang around with everybody that you meet again after the first time. But it's not going to hurt anyone to have a cup of coffee with someone. And like I also said, there was a woman in the Midwest who is hanging out with targeted individuals she met on Facebook. And that's been working out really, really well for her. She liked both of these people that she met. For us to all come together in these small groups that eventually connect with each other and become larger groups, this is what we have to do. And I know there's going to be some kind of a kickback from it. I mean, I'm not sure, if our opponents are going to be happy about it or unhappy about it. I think it's probably going to mess with their plans a little bit.
Well, they don't like anything we do.
That's very true. But I'm here, and I am welcoming you all to the Los Angeles area. If you're already here, call me. We'll do lunch. We'll pay our bills together. We'll go to the mall. We'll go to Barnes & Noble. We'll hang out. If you're on your way here and you just need some direction, you don't want to be in the city alone, you know how it is. Targeted individuals are always on the run. They're on the run a great deal of the time.
We're going to commercial. Thank you.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Calling you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? There's a gun and ammunition just in the side.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Good evening. For those of you who have just joined us, my name is Frank Allen with Targeted Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. When all else fails, you can call me in the United States at 1-508-857-8334. And tonight, Kathy Meadows is with us. And once again, we had to go to commercial. But here she is. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Frank. And before I move on to the next section I want to talk about, I do want to emphasize that, okay, safety first. I don't recommend that we tell our, you know, guests that we meet for the first time where we live, or give them our address, or invite them into our home, or give them a place to crash overnight, or anything like that at all. I don't recommend that we decide to roommate with anyone at all without knowing them for several months first. Okay, safety first, right? Because let's face it, this program is designed to drive people crazy, and sometimes they do go crazy. So we don't want, it works sometimes, okay? And we just, they could be ultra paranoid. And of all of the mental illnesses, let's put it this way, of all of the murders committed, most of them are committed by people who are not diagnosable psychologically. However, of those that you're able to diagnose with a mental illness, the one mental illness that stands out as the most dangerous is paranoia, paranoid delusional, paranoid schizophrenic. These are the ones who are so afraid you're going to hurt them, they're going to hurt you first so you don't get a chance to do it. So, because of the fragile nature of this entire program that is totally based on trying to make people either look paranoid or drive them into paranoia where they don't trust anybody, we have to be vigilant, okay? We're not going to be inviting people into our houses. We'll, you know, be open and, you know, about the rest of our lives, because let's face it, you might say, well, I'm not going to tell them anything about my life. Well, if your phone is tapped and your computer's bugged, and you're being followed around 24/7, they know all of your credit card numbers, they know everything about you, I don't think there's anything you're going to tell this person that they don't already know. So if you're afraid that, you know, this is a plant or something, I don't think it would even matter. But safety first, take care of yourself, and I'm going to recommend that anyone out there who wants to join in this type of program, who wants to have a more of a feeling of community with people who understand them, that if they call in and want to give their telephone numbers and their first names, to accept calls from people in their general area, around their city or around the county they live in or the state they live in, that they do that, okay? But remember, safety first, but I'm still going to recommend that you step outside your comfort zone and you say, I am here for you if you are there for me. I have got your back. We have got each other's backs. We will make a show in your community that you are not alone, that you have me and I have you. And the more of us that do this, I know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time, and I don't think it's going to take much time. It's going to happen very soon. So if you just step out of that comfort zone, and like I said, they don't need to know your address, and you don't have to answer any questions if you don't want to. Talk about Hollywood Oscars. Talk about movies. Talk about anything other than your personal life, if that's what makes you feel comfortable.
Kathy, have a caller by the name. If he's still with us.
I'm here.
Come on, yet. Well, good evening, Frank and Kathy.
Hi.
Good evening, Chris.
Well, thank you much. I go by Just Chris near Las Vegas, and I am a targeted individual. I am positive because I've seen actual physical evidence of it and had an officer testify on the stand under cross-examination by myself that he had been stalking me since August 12th of 2012. So it's undeniable and irrefutable.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Well, Kathy, I am a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement professional myself, so I'm kind of an anomaly here because I know what's going on. I'm very studied in these matters. I've met with several different people in the so-called PsyCat. In fact, they even took me psycho-political warfare terrorism hostage to Lakes Crossing Center back in 2017-2018 to assess me for dangerousness, not because of what I did, but because of what I know. As a whistleblower and a private investigator, they appear to think I'm dangerous to them.
Yes. So, why were you initially a targeted individual? What was the reason for the initial targeting?
Well, I'm not entirely sure, other than I was a loud voice for honest government at county commission meetings. I do quite a bit of number of internet truth radio stations, teaching and educating about the law. I read the lawyer's stuff, if you will, or attorney's stuff, and then I educate people on what the true nature of this devious war against the people truly is. And, you know, there are other aspects. There are some psychiatrists and psychologists and mental health professionals that are less than ethical and moral and scrupulous, like you are, Kathy, and there's another one that I happen to know of, and I had her name here a moment ago, and I might, Karen Huffer is another one I know that's pretty good. I met a couple in Arizona recently. I'm having to get affirmations to my competency because they use that as a end-around due process of law and substantial justice. As they can frame you to be incompetent or mentally incapacitated or several other false labels they like to put on us, then they can deny you the ability to defend yourself. They can lock you up in an institution, chemically psycholobotomize you, or murder you if they want to, under the guise of so-called care.
Yes, and let me just say that that's being outspoken at town meetings where you're probably stepping on someone's toes, because you're going to be stepping on the toes of the people who are on the opposite side of your argument. And they're probably elected officials or paid a kind of government check one way or the other. So, yeah, that will get you in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble, for sure. You know, to be open
when you prevail
because
people in court,
value their jobs and their houses and their paychecks and they don't want to lose their mortgage and, you know what I mean? So they can get very crazy about any kind of criticism whatsoever.
Well, you're exactly right, and I'm one who's been very strong on criticizing criminality in the FBI. They're a really vindictive and insidious group, along with other high officials in government running for offices or whatever else, for president and otherwise. I am a truth seeker. I'm a forensic investigator. I associate with other forensic investigators to investigate police murders around the nation. And because of my experience, being able to dissect and to crisis analyze these types of events, reverse engineer them, if you will, and break them down and show where the criminality of the law enforcement agents, so-called, are actually acting outside scope, sphere, and color of law and becoming outlaws, I have now become a threat to them, because if they were being lawful, they would have no problem with me. I have the highest respect for lawful acting enforcers of the law and medical people and so on and so forth. But when they pervert their jobs of public duty to their own self-interest and become a danger to society, a threat to people who are honest and seeking lawful governance, such as myself and I think yourself, and I'm pretty sure Frank also, that puts us in a very dangerous light, because, as Orwell said in The Empire of Lies, truth becomes terrorism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you put that addendum on the end of it, because I have had really good luck with law enforcement officers. Generally, I mean, it's not that they don't really get involved in this anti-targeting thing, but I think there's a lot of, you know, well-meaning law enforcement people, and there's a lot of people, and there's a couple here and there, who do act outside of the law, maybe more than we'd like to know about. So overall, it's the thing that I think is really good is the judicial system. A lot of my clients, they will not be able to get a lot of help with law enforcement, but then they'll take their case to court, and the judges are, I mean, for a judge to, in Kansas, you know, middle of the country, to say that, oh, yeah, this young man is being hit with a military V2K weapon, that's amazing to me. So the judicial system, the judges, they get it. They do. A lot of them get it. Now, we have bad judges, too. Don't get me wrong. I read the paper. I read about these bad judges, too. But I think it's a good chance that even if you can't get any help from law enforcement because of their lack of funding, they don't have the machinery to check this stuff out, they just don't have the manpower to investigate what it takes to figure out if you're being stalked all over the place or not. You know, it's hard to get that manpower. But what you can't get out of law enforcement, you can sometimes get out of the judicial system.
Well, I would hope that is correct, although we find I think it's a mind of set, if you will, a preconditioned position, where many in the law enforcement community have what I like to term a prosecutorial or a judicial state of mind that kind of clouds their vision from being able to see the potentiality that people like myself and some of your other targeted individuals may actually be innocent people who have been unlawfully targeted because either lust for stuff, maybe they don't like your happy home life, maybe they're envious of you or have other things that they want to grind their political axes, like you're putting the sunshine of light on their criminality is a very strong motivator for them to be vindictive and hostile and try to frame the blame on the victim as they've done to me.
Reasons why people are targeted, and it's all usually because they're a threat to somebody else in one way or another. And they're all very much the government doing it. Now they have private businesses. There was one that's on the nefariousjobs.com where you can hire, and I saw another one, where you can hire someone to destroy someone. Do you want the $2,000 package? Do you want the $4,000 package? Or do you want the $8,000 package? These are professionals. They may be ex-law enforcement or retired, retired military, or, you know, simply detectives, that kind of thing. So this is most of what's going on now, I think, has to do with these businesses. It's extremely lucrative, top to bottom.
Well, even more insidious than that.
There's a lot of people out there who want to take revenge on someone.
We'll be going to commercial shortly.
I've got a little bit more if you like, but if you want to move on, I'm fine with that too. But I've certainly enjoyed Kathy's knowledge and experience in this area. I do know for a fact that I'm on the terrorist watch list. Enemies of Freedom and Liberty placed me there with no fact-centric basis to support that nonsense. But I'm in the process of trying to remove myself by doing a DHS trip complaint. I'm there as Hot 10 TW8. Hot's a 187 kill list. 10 is you're supposedly armed and dangerous, want to kill police and judges. The TW is terror watch, and the 8 means you're potentially hypothetically suicidal, although I assure you I'm none of those things.
Well, hang in there and take care of yourself, and don't do anything stupid. They want you to do something stupid, then they can get you.
Yes,
They bait you until you step out of line, and then they grab you. So don't do anything stupid.
I agree.
Two egregious abuses of mass deadly force. All right. Thank you very, very much. Be blessed and travel on, and thank you for your contributions, Kathy. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Hello? I have a question.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. My name is Mike, and I'm a targeted individual. I'm former military, and this is as far as I go. I can't say much more, but I do know state secrets at a very high level. And I'm former military. I'm retired anyway. My point is this. I am being watched. Everything is monitored. And the last time I said something like this, I didn't even say much. They totally hung up my phone and everything. So that's as far as I go. I am a real target for real. They put me in the hospital they hit me with direct energy weapons. I've been saved by Jesus Christ. That's the only reason why I'm alive today is because of him, for sure. Anyway, I wanted to ask her this. This is my question. I've been a target for a long time, and is there any way you can get your other professionals, as in psychiatrists and psychologists, to...
Hello? I just lost this. Okay, we lost him. Am I still on the air? Okay. Okay. So basically there are a number of reasons why people are targeted. Whistleblower retaliation. You don't have to do big time whistleblower retaliation like Edward Snowden. You can call your boss out for unequal treatment, unequal pay, sexual harassment. You can call out the ice cream man for having a dirty floor, okay, or serving out of a dirty truck. It can be very, what you would think to be a very small type of whistleblower retaliation. And you are surprised to find out that your life is ruined, for the rest of your life, because even on something quite small. I'll have people who talk to me, clients, and say, I get along with everybody. Everybody loves me. Never called out anybody for any reason at all. And as we get to talk, turns out that they're animal welfare rights people. Animal rights people used to get their butts kicked really heavily because there's a lot of people who make money on animals, okay? And to give animals rights, they're going to make a lot less money, okay? Including the way they treat our beef. Our livestock is treated, they treat them like they don't even have nerve endings, okay? So, the thing is that people call them out on that, and they get in trouble for it. How about with the circuses and the marine shows that they have? Well, some of those have stopped now. Circuses aren't even allowed to have animals anymore, and the marine shows aren't allowed to have the blackfish, the whales, or any other animal, I don't think, at this point. Because they can't care for them properly. Okay, if they can care for them properly, hallelujah. But they were getting their butts kicked with the being targeted individuals, and I would say, well, that's it. That's why you're being targeted. But often they know why they're being targeted. They know what happened right after they called their boss out or reported someone to the Equal Opportunity Employment Agency. They know why. Sometimes they have no idea, and we just stumble across the reason while we're talking. Environmentalists get their butt kicked, anti-big pharma, some people who know too much about the drugs that they're serving us, and pharmacology, some people who... are calling out Monsanto. The people that were calling out Monsanto in the very earliest days, I'm absolutely positive those people were getting targeted. And that's what you have. If you're going to be calling people out like this, large businesses and large corporations, be aware that you are now a soldier and you are going to get your butt kicked. So you better have your defenses up, and you better make sure you stay friends with all of your friends. Don't talk about the targeting, because that's the quickest way to lose your friends. The quickest way to lose all your friends is to talk about the targeting. They don't want to hear it. Make more friends. Tell a lot of jokes. Bring over the chips and the six-pack. You know, be more happy than sad. And don't feel sorry for yourself and talk about all your problems and how horrible it is to be targeted. Don't even mention it. Because you're going to be, if you're going to be a warrior and you're going to go out and you're going to protest what's wrong, they're going to come after you. Okay? If you want to do it in such a way where they won't know it's you, like you don't sign your name to the documents, you don't make phone calls from your phone, you know, you have to be really slick and undercover. You might try that. But a lot of people, they feel like, well, I'm not going to hide. I'm right. I'm in the right. And I'm just going to be me and go out there and do that and say what I really feel. But if you do that, recognize that a big change might be in store for you if you're buttressing the system.
Kathy, we got probably 20 seconds or so till end of show. And I just want to thank you very much. Great job as usual, and I'm sure we'll have you back again next time you're available.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.